When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Come on. Kian, are you ready?
George, I am more than ready.
I love it. I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Lifeblood Engaged. This is George G., our guest today, strong and powerful Kian Loggi. Kian is a former NFL athlete turned emotional intelligence coach to world-class leaders. I'm excited to have you on. Kian, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, that's an incredible intro, so thank you, George, for that. My personal life, I think my personal life will, explaining a little more about that will take me into what I do now. My personal life is, the way I would describe it is a life that I live that I put myself in relatively uncomfortable situations and I learn from them and I have a lot of fun from them. And so because I have had so much fun challenging myself and putting myself into different circumstances, throughout the last 4.5 years of post NFL career, I found that a lot of other people are having a difficult time navigating certain situations in life. And so through the experiences that I have with putting myself in these situations, I'm able to guide other people through the process. So I figured if I love putting myself in these situations where I can learn a lot, why not get paid for it? So
I love
that's
it.
That's me now.
So talk about... And I couldn't agree more. I mean, we're never going to find a lot of progress if we're just super comfortable with our situations. What kind of difficult situations or uncomfortable situations have you been putting yourself in?
Yeah, that's an incredible question. And what I'd like to describe what exactly I would say that is, the uncomfortable situation. So I would definitely say into certain situations that are uncomfortable for myself, but more so things that challenge my current set of beliefs about how I perceive my life and how I perceive the world. So if I'm feeling like I understand something, I put myself in a position to challenge that, to go against that belief that I have. So it's in everyday circumstances where it could be emotionally with getting deeper into a certain type of a relationship with somebody, or just going in. You know, I was a stripper for 4 months after I got done playing football, which is something I thought I would never do, being a good old boy from the Midwest and South Dakota. So
there you go.
Do it. So it goes in all areas, emotionally, but also just event wise too. So
got it. Yeah, I think that. How did you sort of come to that? Not necessarily the specific thing about stripping, but how did you come to the realization that this is something that you wanted to do?
Well, I think after, you know, I spent my whole life since I was 10 years old saying I wanted to play professional football, and I was able to get all the way there. Then right when I got there, I unfortunately had it ripped from me due to an injury. But going through the process of being, you know, from the age of 10 to the age of 22, 12 years, putting in time, energy, and effort into accomplishing my lifelong dream, that really helped me understand, or I had, you know, have an understanding of what's possible for myself. And so because I was able to do that, I'm like, okay, my life is infinite. What I want to do, there's no cap on that. And so having the confidence that I gained from accomplishing my lifelong dream, it really pushed me into the space of I'm good no matter what happens. So if I'm good no matter what happens, let me go put myself in a bunch of situations that are conducive to putting me into uncomfortable position, which allow me to grow ultimately more through each experience. So I think through the experience that I had with getting to the NFL, it really propelled me into this idea that, hey, I'm good. And now that I'm good and I'm taken care of, what do I want to do and how do I want to live my life?
Nice. So when you say I'm good, does that mean you feel like you're accomplished as a human being, or you're enough as a human being? What does that mean?
Yeah, that's an incredible question. I would definitely say the enough part. My circumstances externally aren't defining me as a person. And so it's interesting because that always hasn't been the case for me. My success in football, a lot of the time, determined how I felt about myself. And so after getting done playing football, taking the time to go deeper into myself, and I would say the deepest, darkest parts of myself that I never was able to fully question because all I was focused on was football, really propelled me into the space even more so of not being defined by my external circumstances, but more so being able to live freely without having to use my environment to justify my sense of okayness. So I definitely got the ball rolling with football, but then once football got done, I was able to actually separate myself from the sport and go deeper into me, independent of that identity, which has then strengthened that.
I think that that's, I mean, what a wonderful place to be, right? Just to have that realization or recognition that, look, wow, from 10 to 22, I worked as hard as I possibly could, and I achieved everything that I ever really wanted to do. And now I knowing that I have that ability and I am that, I have the ability to do whatever I set my mind to, that now I can turn that or pursue other things, do whatever I want.
Absolutely. And I think the hardest part after being in the place of understanding that, okay, well, this one thing was my identity for so long, is really tapping into, okay, now what do I want to do? Because when we're in a place of relative survival, a lot of those decisions are made for us. So then moving into a space of having the mental freedom to actually have the understanding, the embodiment that I can do whatever I want to do, it's like, okay, well, then what do I do? And that's what I feel like I've spent the last 4.5 years doing, is just doing a lot of different things, giving myself permission to not have to know exactly what it is that I want with the rest of my life, but more so just allowing myself to flow with whatever felt inspiring to me and whatever feels inspiring to me. And I think there can be a lot of pressure, especially in the community of personal development, with deciding and choosing what it is that we want without giving ourselves a relative period of time to really try a lot of different things. So I think a lot of people, and I would say I've done this in the past too, is we will try to define what it is that we want with the rest of our life so we can allow that thing to be nurtured and created. But a lot of the times it's not really what we want. And so giving ourselves that grace period of just experimenting and trying a ton of different things, it really gives us the space to allow the thing that we really, really want to shine through and to be way more powerful when it is given or shown to us. So it's, I think a lot of times it's just sitting in the tension of experimenting, not having to know, and then through the experimenting, something becomes very inspiring, and that's the thing that we can really give ourselves permission to commit to.
Nice. There's a lot of really important and good stuff in there. It's preposterous to think that as a teenager or in my 20s or even my 30s that well, probably by my 30s perhaps, but that I would know I'm going to be a lawyer and this is going to make me happy for the next, you know, 80 years of my life. So it's probably a very small percentage of human beings that actually feel like they are doing the thing that they really want to be doing. And so having or being able to create the space to allow what you really want to come in or to shine through, I think is really, really, really obviously an important thing. Probably not obvious for somebody that's 40 years old that has a wife and kids and obligations and responsibilities. How do you coach them?
Well, I guess that would depend on what it is that they're necessarily looking for. Can you give me
fair. So they're just feeling like they're a little stuck. Maybe it's people that are just not happy in the role that they're doing, and they're just sort of going through the motions, and they'd like to be able to be pursuing something entrepreneurial or something creative, just something different than what they're doing to earn money.
Yeah, that's a great question. And so what I always do first is, normally there's something that somebody wants. So in that position, in that situation, this guy wants more freedom to go about his life as he'd like in a job that he's running himself. And to go from the point that he's at, which is working a job for somebody else for, you know, since he's 40 years old for a substantial period of time, to being independent, there's a lot of things that have to happen in between there. And so the first thing that I do is I always address low-hanging fruit in his life. So most people that are in a position that don't necessarily have what they want, there's factors of survival that have to be addressed. And so there's certain things that he's probably dealing with in his life that are causing a substantial amount of stress that are preventing him from being able to be in the position to even get to the point of becoming an entrepreneur and doing his own thing. So whatever his low-hanging fruit are in his life, whatever the things that are most relevant, that are causing him the most pain, that are taking away his ability to be able to step into what he really wants, is what I would address first. And a lot of the times, those things don't really have to do with the entrepreneur part.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
But through clearing those other smaller things out, it makes this other thing much more possible. So I don't necessarily jump right into seeing how we can get him to be that, but more so addressing the things that are taking away from his stability in himself that are preventing him from being able to take the action himself.
Got it. Okay. So addressing the things that cause stability in himself. So
the things that are most relevant in his life that are causing him the most pain. So if he's struggling even being able to create stability for his family financially, right? Or if he's having a ton of issues with his wife, right? Or if there's a situation in his work right now that's causing him a ton of issues, right? Whatever's the most relevant in his life that's causing him the most stress, that's keeping him in the greatest amount of survival, will have to be addressed first.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. So making sure that we need or are, because it's just, it would be really, really difficult to create that space to let something positive come in if I'm constantly got my fireman hat or my firewoman hat on and I'm putting out these fires.
boom, that's it right there. And that's the cool part too, George, is I believe people have an incredible capacity to be able to go and do what they want, but they just have to be in the right emotional and mental space to be able to do it. Most people do know what is right. Information's infinite. But the reason why so many people aren't able to take the steps that they need to take to get to that point is because they're still stuck in a place of survival and having to address certain things that are, for them, survival needs that have to be addressed. And so through getting them out of that place of survival, they're then able to use all the information. They're able to use their knowledge that they have to be able to create what they want. So I believe we all have a much greater capacity than we give ourselves credit for. It's just getting out of that place of survival first to be able to then take advantage of all the information knowledge that we have.
Nice. And so it's probably pretty easy to identify those areas of survival because they're probably the things that just are causing me the most pain. It's the stuff that is just overriding, and because that's sort of the emergency thing. I'm constantly fighting with my spouse, or I've got just enormous stress at work, or it's a bad relationship with my kids, or it's just bills. Is recognizing those, is that hard? Is that easy? I suppose it depends.
Well, for me, with other people, I think it's very easy. But if I'm just speaking to somebody that's on their own, a lot of people don't like to address small issues in their life. They like to bypass them because I think a lot of times it's easier to avoid than it is to actually address certain issues. But if I give anybody a relative piece of advice in this space, it's like, yo, if you have a credit card bill that is way out of control, call the credit card company and see if you can work something out. Right? If you have a bunch of issues with the bank, like people will avoid issues with the bank. Right? It's little things like that, that are these little stressors that we don't address over time that build up and put us in this place of constant stress. So address the small little details and issues in your life. Don't worry about if you want to be an entrepreneur. That's a big deal. Quitting your job, becoming an entrepreneur, that's a big deal. So if you gave yourself permission to let go of that big thing and really just allow yourself to address the smaller issues in your life and knock those things out one by one, that's really what's going to allow you the space to gain the confidence to be able to get to that point. Because that's a big deal, going off on your own and really creating that space of freedom for you, only with you. That's a huge deal. And to have the confidence to do that, it takes a certain level of action to get to that space. And taking care of the low-hanging fruit in your own life, which are the things that are causing you these little pains, can actually provide you with the confidence because you're handling things and taking care of things to help you realize that it's possible for you to be able to actually do it.
I love it. That's there's so much similarity there to just helping you get out of just debt, and taking care of small balances will in fact give you that confidence, and that confidence will help you to do the next one, and then you're stronger and stronger and stronger, and getting back to even, for lack of a better term, and in the financial terms, getting back to even, back into the black instead of the red, will then position you to start being proactive, and that's really where you want to be.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's it. And, you know, everybody wants to have these big life accomplishments, but the big life accomplishments don't just happen. They come from the consistent small little accomplishments that we take care of and handle, and the responsibility that we have for ourselves and our own life that ultimately lead to our ability to be able to go do those things. So you said it very well.
I love it. What is a typical engagement look like for you when you're working with somebody?
Well, it all depends on what they want. And so that's the first thing that we establish is what they want. And then when we establish what they want, we go in and move the things around, take care of the things that are in the way of them being able to get it, and it emerges. So what I do is I help people work through more of a point of magnetism than actually going out and getting and making things happen. Because most of the people that I work with are and have been in positions of making things happen their whole life and are exhausted and are burned out and are ridden with anxiety because of the need and the pressure they put on themselves to have to work super hard to get what they want. And so I address the underlying pieces in people that are preventing them from being able to be in a place of magnetism instead of constantly having to work super hard and go get.
I imagine that that's a major departure for the folks that you're working with.
Yeah, it's substantially different than anything they've ever known, because all they know is pressure and hard work to get them to the place that they want to be. So it is really fun for me to implement that new operating system and to see them gain more with putting out less.
Gaining more by putting out less. I can just see having a conversation with somebody, even like an ex-professional athlete like yourself, and the look that they must have on their face. And like, you want me to do what? But this is what got me here.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the funnest part is, because it's so funny because, you know, there's other coaches that help people work through certain beliefs and implement new operating systems. But when there's this only understanding that the only way to get what I want is through this thing, there's a massive piece of resistance that's there that many coaches aren't able to see or identify. While they're trying to get them to work through their thing, there's this other part of the person that they're helping that doesn't actually want to work through the thing, because the only way that they know to be able to get what they want is through hard work and discipline. And if you get rid of the lack that they're using to propel them to that place, then they feel they won't actually have any inspiration or motivation to go get what they want. Right? So there's this, these opposing forces that are happening during the experience of helping people work through their issues. Part of them doesn't really want to work through them, because if they didn't have the issues, then they wouldn't have the motivation to go do what they want. Right? So that's a very common thing that I hear from a lot of my clients, but that's where, through the process of going in and chipping away things one by one, they start to see that by putting out less effort in this experience, that they are gaining more. And that's the funnest part for me, is to be able to see that with my clients, and to see that crazy look on their face, like, dude, I don't know what the fuck you're doing, but this is happening. And I'm like, oh, I know. That's what I said would happen.
I love it. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, Kian, people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Oh, man, my difference making tip. Challenge everything that you do. Challenge everything that you do. Question all that you do. Put yourself in positions to be confused. Put yourself in positions that are things that you don't think that you would ever do. And see the wisdom and see the abundance that really comes into your life through those experiences. And really, that's what makes life so fun and interesting, is our ability to put ourselves in those situations that are different from what we've always known. So just give yourself permission. If there's something weird out there, crazy, that a little part of you wants to do or check out or be part of, just give yourself permission.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Kian, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
Yeah, you're absolutely welcome, George. And you can find me at kianloggy.com, my website, or check me out on Instagram at kian.loggy.
Perfect. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Kian your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to kianloggy.com. That's KEYENLAGE. .com, and find him on Instagram as well. I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Kian.
Absolutely, George. Thanks for having me.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.